Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, January 10th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, Apple is reportedly already in the midst of planning its first event of 2022. According to a new report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple is currently planning to hold an event in March or April to announce a new iPhone SE with 5G connectivity. Details here are still a bit unclear, but it seems like this spring event would be similar to last year's. During an event last April, Apple announced the new 24-inch iMac, a new iPad Pro, some services updates, and AirTag. This year, Apple is said to have a handful of new Mac updates in the works, including a new Mac Pro, a larger iMac, and a new MacBook Air. Whether or not these updates are announced at the March or April event remains to be seen. But at the very least, we can expect a new iPhone SE that features 5G connectivity, an updated processor on the inside, and the same old design based on the iPhone 8. In other news today, as people around the world continue their New Year's resolutions, Apple is rolling out a notable update to Apple Fitness Plus. The company is introducing a new collections feature, as well as a time to run feature. Collections are described as curated series of workouts and meditations from the Fitness Plus library that are organized to help users reach a goal. So, for instance, some of the first collections include a 30-day core challenge, run your first 5K, and wind down for a better bedtime. Meanwhile, Time to Run is the first extension of the Time to Walk feature that Apple launched around this time last year. Apple describes Time to Run as a new audio running experience designed to help users become more consistent and better at running, with each episode focused on a popular running route in some of the most notable locations around the world. Time to Run is launching today with 3 episodes from London, Brooklyn, and Miami Beach. Apple says that new episodes will be released every week on Mondays. Apple Fitness Plus is available as part of the Apple One subscription bundle or individually on its own for $10 per month or $80 per year. It features 11 different workout types and deep integration with Apple Watch, with new workouts and classes added every week. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. If you're keeping track of a New Year's resolution, HabitMinder is a must-have application for your iPhone and your Apple Watch. HabitMinder is designed to help you reach your daily goals and form good habits. It features a clean and simple interface and more than 50 predefined habit ideas that are available to choose from, but of course you can also create your own habits and track them directly in the application. You can view statistics for how well you've been achieving your new habits every day, quickly log your habits via the HabitMinder application on Apple Watch, customize all of your habits to be exactly how you want them to be, and view progress directly from your iPhone's home screen using home screen widgets. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is available on the App Store for iPhone and Apple Watch and Mac as a free download. Rounding out today, Spotify first announced its plans to roll out a new Spotify Hi-Fi tier in February of last year, promising that the feature would roll out in select markets by the end of 2021. But that deadline has now come and gone, and Spotify has provided a new update on the matter, basically saying that the feature has been delayed indefinitely. In a new thread on the Spotify community website, Spotify users continued to express frustration with the company's inability to deliver on its Hi-Fi promise. In a response, Spotify said that it would provide an update to users when it can, but as of right now, it still doesn't have any timing details to announce in regards to the rollout of Spotify Hi-Fi. The delay for Spotify Hi-Fi has only been made worse by Apple Music's addition of both spatial audio and lossless support last year, both of which are available to Apple Music subscribers at no additional cost. On the flip side, Spotify announced that Spotify Hi-Fi would be an additional cost for Spotify Premium subscribers. So not only has Spotify delayed and delayed its rollout of Hi-Fi, users will also have to pay for the feature unless Spotify has changed its plans. So there is still no word on when Spotify Hi-Fi will be available to users. So in the meantime, if you want streaming Hi-Fi music, your best bet is likely Apple Music. And don't forget that Apple is also rumored to have new AirPods Pro 2 coming later this year that support wireless lossless playback. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.